Welcome back, my friends, to My Utmost for His Highest for January 19th. Vision and darkness. Let's look at Genesis 15, verse 12. Genesis 15, verse 12 says, "As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him." Vision and darkness. Whenever God gives a vision to a Christian, it is as if He puts him in the shadow of His hand. Isaiah 49:2. The saint's duty is to be still and listen. I'm going to back that up and read that one more time. The saint's duty, you and I, our duty, is to be still and to listen. There is a darkness that comes from too much light. That is a time to listen. The story of Abram, which is Abraham before he became Abraham, his name was Abram, and Hagar in Genesis 16 is an excellent example to listening to so-called good advice during a time of darkness rather than waiting for God to send the light. When God gives you a vision and darkness follows, wait. God will bring the vision He has given you to reality in your life if you will wait on His timing. Never try to help God fulfill His word. Abram went through 19 years of silence, but in those years, all of his self-sufficiency was destroyed. He grew past the point of relying on his own common sense. Those years of silence were a time of discipline, not a period of God's displeasure. There is never any need to pretend that your life is filled with joy and confidence. Just wait upon God and be grounded in Him. See Isaiah 50 verses 10 to 11. Do I trust at all in the flesh, or have I learned to go beyond all confidence in myself and other people of God? Do I trust in books and prayers or other joys in my life? Or have I placed my confidence in God Himself, not in His blessings? I am Almighty God, El Shaddai, the all-powerful God, Genesis 17:1. The reason we are all being disciplined is so that we will know that God is real. As soon as God becomes real to us, people pale by comparison, becoming shadows of reality. Nothing that other saints do or say can ever upset the one who is built on God. So Abram wanted to have children, right? And Sarai, his wife, couldn't have any. And so then he got his handmaiden, Hagar, and had a baby with her, but he kind of rushed ahead of God, right? Have you ever done that? I've done that. We're waiting and waiting and think, God, you're not doing anything. You're not working. You're not listening to my prayer. You're not answering our prayer. So I'm just going to go ahead with this other plan over here. But we just need to be still and wait because God has absolutely perfect, perfect timing. Every time I've looked back, I've seen how His timing has been perfect, even though in it I'm like waiting, kind of questioning what's going on. But I've learned through other times that I just need to be still and wait on Him because that is how prayers get answered. And I want the best plan. I don't want my plan. Nancy's plan is probably a crazy plan. God's plan is the best. Even though sometimes I don't like His plan because things seem kind of hard, but in the end, I know it's going to be the best plan. So today, my friend, don't run ahead of God. Just be still and wait. Remember, I do this a lot. Just wait and listen. Are you hearing Him? Just listen. You can't hear Him if you're busy, busy, busy. So be still and listen. Listen for His plan because His plan is the best plan. So have a great day waiting on His plan, not yours. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. You can order your own copy of the My Utmost for His Highest devotional book by going to utmost.org. And I would love to answer any questions you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you go out and shine for Him today. See you tomorrow.